AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. A car bomb exploded outside the U.S. consulate in Erbil in northern Iraq.
All chief of mission personnel have been accounted for. There are no reports of injuries to chief of mission personnel or to the local guards.
Marie Harf at the State Department says there was a rapid response to that area in Erbil. Meantime, a wave of bombings in Baghdad have killed at least 40 people. The parents of the youngest victim of the Boston Marathon bombing would like to see the death penalty taken away as an option for Johar Tsarnaev, the man convicted of the bombing. The AP's Denise Lavoie reports Bill and Denise Richard want to move on with their lives.
They basically say that they understand the Justice Department decision to seek the death penalty, but that they don't want their children, their other two children, to go through years and possibly decades of appeal by Mr. Tsarnaev.
8-year-old Martin Richard was one of the victims of the bombing. Meantime, this year's marathon takes place Monday. Police Commissioner William Evans in Boston says they're ready for the race.
We're going to have undercover officers as well as bomb detection dogs throughout the route. It's a plan that worked very well last year, and we anticipate it working well.
A teenager is under arrest in Nashville, accused of threatening schools in Tennessee, Massachusetts, Virginia, and also Pennsylvania. Police were so worried about one of the threats, a high school in Nashville was closed yesterday, and it wasn't cleared to open until the bomb squad and canines swept the campus. A 1-year-old girl is in very critical condition in Seattle. Police say she was shot in the head as she sat in a car with her parents. No arrests have been made. Police say it was an apparent case of road rage. Officials say the large measles outbreak linked to Disneyland in California is over. For the first 3 months of this year, there's been new high temperature records. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says the average temperature last month, 56.4. This is AP Radio News. Verizon is going to unbundle its cable TV channels a little bit.
Verizon's Fios Custom TV is not the a la carte service a lot of television watchers have been clamoring for, but it's closer. Come Sunday, the company will offer a $55 a month TV package with 35 channels. It includes the network stations, AMC, CNN, the Food Network, and others. Add more channel packs like sports channels, and you're up to $65 a month. The current basic TV package costs $75 a month, $95 after the first year. The cable companies are facing competition from companies like Netflix, Amazon, Hulu, and HBO that deliver their programs online. Warren Levinson, New York.
The Dragon supply capsule has arrived at the International Space Station.
Capture is complete. We are go for post-capture reconfiguration. Samantha did a perfect job grappling Dragon.
Astronaut Samantha Cristoforetti used the station's robot arm. Wall Street, the Dow is down 240 points. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.